Hello and welcome to episode number 85 of the Product Biz Podcast. My name is Monica Little. I'm your host, and we are starting off 2024 with season two of the Product Biz Podcast, and we are switching things up a little bit. So before we dive into what's different, first of all, I just want to say I hope you had an awesome holiday season. I hope you had a great time celebrating the new year. I hope that you are excited for 2024 and the potential that is possible, because this is going to be an absolutely incredible year. I personally love fresh starts. I love Mondays. I love new months. I love new years. So as we get into 2024, this is like my prime time of where I just love thinking about the potential and what can be possible this year. So I hope you're feeling the same way. If you had an incredible holiday season, I hope you're bringing that momentum into January to keep growing and evolving and refining and building your business. And on the flip side, if you had a holiday season that wasn't what you expected, you wanted more, you wanted it to be bigger, well, I hope you're taking the start of this year to refocus on what matters. So when we get to the holiday season in 2024, you're blowing it out of the park. What I'm going to mention at the end of this episode is a free training that I'm hosting on January 15th. Which is 5 steps to consistent sales in 2024. So I'll let you go to that link, monicalittlecoaching.com/2024. So the number is 2024, monicalittlecoaching.com/2024 to get some of the details. I'm going to talk about it more at the end of this episode too. But really what I want to spend today, this first episode of 2024, talking about is what's going to be different in the podcast, what that means for you. And specifically today, we're going to talk about how you can't build a skyscraper on quicksand. And this is really why I'm deciding to revamp things in season two of the Product Biz Podcast. If you've been an avid listener, which if you are, thank you so much, then you know the last 6 months of last year, I had guest after guest after guest after guest. There are so many incredible experts on a variety of different topics for growing a product business. And I just wanted to bring them onto the podcast to share their expertise with you, to share their knowledge, their insights, their tips, their tricks, their stories. And I'm so grateful for every single guest that came onto the podcast and did just that. Now, there's always two sides to a coin. There is yin and yang, dark and light, good and bad, sun and moon. Every single thing has two sides to the sword, a positive and potentially a negative. So as incredible and amazing that every single one of these guests are, what I noticed is that when people would listen to the podcast, it would cause them to pivot, switch direction, try a new thing, try a new project, run after something totally different based on what they heard in the podcast. And I am a big believer with all of the members in Product Biz Academy that instead of doing more, you should do less and do it better. And I started to realize that my podcast was actually doing the opposite. My podcast was actually creating quicksand where small business owners were then trying to build a skyscraper on top of it. And I realized that I need to come back and just really level set expectations of what it takes to build a business, a successful business, a six-figure business, a multiple six-figure business, and have that be the prominent focal point and topic of the show. Because I think personally, it got lost a little bit with all the guests, because then that created shiny object syndrome instead of knowing that the foundations are what matter most. So in 2024, as I think, how can I help more small business owners? How can I live my dharma, my mission, my purpose? How can I get people on the right track to grow their business and reach the dreams that they have for themselves? I realized that me coming back on the podcast, talking about foundations, talking about what's required, talking about mindset, talking about what actually will get you to that next step is going to be more impactful. So what I want to dive a little bit deeper in is what I just mentioned about building a skyscraper on quicksand. You can't do that, right? If you think about a skyscraper, a massive skyscraper on top of quicksand, it's not going to last. It's not going to be able to be built. And if it happens to be built, it's not going to last very long, and it's probably going to crumble in on itself, if anything. And the reason is that if you're building a skyscraper, and I want you to think of your business as a skyscraper, you're building each level on top of another one, on top of another one, to the sky, to infinity, to reach your dreams. In order to build that skyscraper, you have to have a solid foundation. Now, what does a solid foundation mean? Is jumping from one strategy to another, from one marketing idea to another marketing idea, from one new product to another new product, without finishing any of them or without giving them enough time to actually flourish, is that a solid foundation? No, that's quicksand. Because jumping from strategy to strategy is reactive and it's urgent, and not the good type of urgent, but the urgent that's like, oh my God, holy crap, I need to do this. I need to do this. I'm behind. Oh my gosh, what about this? Now I need to do this. It's urgent. It's reactive. And is it going to be your best work when you are running your business from a place of urgent reactivity? The answer is no. And if it's not your best work and you're being reactive and urgent, and after you complete that project from a place of reactive and urgency, and it's not your best work, then you become reactive and urgent and do it again. And then if that's still not your best work, then you go to the next project and you're still reactive and you're still urgent. And is that going to be your best work? No. And then it turns into quicksand. Before you know it, so many things are reactive and urgent for you and you have to do it now and you don't get any of them actually done, which can lead to desperation and neediness when you're trying to get up for a breath of fresh air, but you're unable to because you're only sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into the quicksand. So tell me what happens when you're trying to build a skyscraper on quicksand, or when you try to build your business on top of quicksand, when you don't have solid foundations, when you're doing all of this work, this reactive work, this urgent work, you're building on top of quicksand and the foundations have never been built. Well, you're going to have a hell of a hard time holding up that skyscraper or holding up that business. And that's what most small business owners are trying to do. They're trying to hold up a skyscraper. They're trying to hold up a business on top of quicksand without a solid foundation. And honestly, are you surprised that it isn't working? Are you surprised if you're burnt out, exhausted, without the progress that you want to show for it, for all the energy and time that you put into your business when you're constantly chasing the next thing? What we have to do, and I am such a big fan of this with all of my members in Product Biz Academy, it's about the basics, which is both two sides of the coin to it as well. Number one, focusing on the basics is awesome because it's simple. You get to really hone in and focus on what matters. But on the flip side, sometimes it's not the newest, shiniest, most exciting thing. But for me, I'd rather have you focus on growth than shiny object syndrome. I'd rather have you focus on sustainability and longevity of your business than shiny object syndrome. I'd have you rather have you actually see progress than rely on shiny object syndrome. And to bring it back to the guest features, what I noticed with even my members in some of my programs is that it led to shiny object syndrome. There would be a new podcast episode with an incredible guest who had incredible tips and tricks, but then my members were swayed from their project that they were focusing on to now chase after this project. They got new ideas, new inspiration. They dropped the project. They started a new one. And then they would do that every single week whenever a new podcast episode was dropped. And then they wondered why they weren't seeing progress. And it got to the point that in our members' community, a lot of what I do is just reel people back in to get back to those foundations that actually matter. And if you are currently working on a project and there's an episode of a podcast about that topic that's going to help you excel and make sure you're doing it right and add in some finesse and some tips and tricks, beautiful. But if you haven't built the foundations, then that is what you have to focus on. And this is where most people miss the mark. This is what most people skip. They want to skip the grunt work. They want to skip what's required. They want to skip the dedication, the commitment, the perseverance. They want to skip learning fundamental skills of marketing and selling. They want to skip platform optimization. And instead, they want to go to all the fun, shiny things like affiliate programs and new products and all of these things that are so exciting. But if the foundations aren't there, it's not going to work for you. And what I've really found from being a coach for product business owners for 2.5 years now, a year and a half on my own, and a year with a business partner, how Product Biz Academy first started. But what I've found is that most people need less things to do, less new tactics, less new products, less new strategies. And instead, they have to go back to the basics and focus on the foundations. The foundations that will hold that skyscraper and that business instead of trying to build that business on top of quicksand. And this comes down to consistency and having discernment to notice, is this shiny object syndrome or is this actually going to help the longevity of my business? And if you're like, oh my gosh, what do I even focus on? Like, yes, I need to build this foundation. I'm jumping from strategy to new product to new product. What do I even focus on to build the foundations? Well, that is the 5 steps to consistent sales in 2024 webinar that I'm hosting on January 15th that you have to sign up for, because that is exactly what we're going to talk about. But before we dive into the details on that, there's a couple things that I want to mention. And excuse me as I'm getting through the last few days of this cold. But if you have been running your business from this place of reactive urgency, what I want you to think about is, if you've been running your business jumping from one thing to another thing, can you stop and imagine running your business for the next 10 years? And I know some small business owners who are doing this and they are burnt out, exhausted, stressed out. At what point, if you think about doing this for an additional 10 years, are you going to be completely burned out to the point that it's not even worth it anymore? Now, there's a saying I heard at a conference that I went to in December. You can win the rat race, but what if you're still a rat? This isn't about winning the rat race. This is about up-leveling and getting out of the rat race and actually building a business that's sustainable, that brings you consistent sales, because you know the foundations that are needed to get there. Because it's not a matter of doing more. It's not a matter of working harder. It's a matter of working on the right things that actually move the needle forward. And this is where I struggle in the coaching space, because I myself am a coach and there's a ton of other coaches out there. And every single coach is promising different things, different tactics, different new strategies. And what I want to tell you is, the strategy that works is the one that you focus on. The one that is focused on foundations, and bringing that to life is the one that's actually going to lead to the sales that you want. Now, with my skincare business, and I grew to $250,000 in sales in 3 years, I learned very quickly that strategy hopping and new product hopping is not the way to grow, because I tried that. I burned myself out. I had no progress to show for it. And I was wondering, how am I working 40 hours per week, 50 hours per week, 60 hours per week on my own business, and I have barely any sales coming in? The path to growth was mastery. Mastery of discipline, of commitment, of consistency, and mastering of where the needles actually moved. Now, I want you to think of it this way. You have to step into the leader role of your business and have that discernment on what matters now and what doesn't matter now, because your business depends on it. Imagine having a ship out at sea without a captain. If everyone is below deck working on the engine, including you, if you're getting stuck in the day-to-day, if you're getting stuck with new strategies and new ideas, and no one is above deck, what's going to happen? Because you are the captain, and your priority is getting to the end destination, having the vision, setting the course, making sure you're on the right path, the right direction, north, south, east, west, whatever direction you're going. Your job as a captain is to make sure you are going in that right direction. But if you're busy below deck the entire time and no one is above deck actually setting the course, well, how long until that ship crashes? Or how long until that ship lands on a completely random island in the complete opposite direction of where they were planning to go? And think of that in your business. Maybe that's why you're going off course over and over and over again too, and not reaching that end destination of X amount of sales that you want to make with your business. And the beautiful thing is, when we talk about the foundations and mastery and discipline and commitment, those words can sound a little scary and a little intimidating, but it actually makes your business easier on you. When you focus on the foundation, it leads to doing less work. So if you are currently feeling overwhelmed, burned out, exhausted, like you're in that rat race, like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall, like you have a million things to do, your to-do list is 10 pages long, you don't know where to begin, where to start, what to do next, and you are just fumbling, well, I want to tell you that it gets to be better. It gets to be easier. It gets to be more simple if you have the right strategy. Business is actually really simple. It's super simple. Increase the amount of people that see your products and increase the performance of them actually converting and buying your products. That's it. So if we go back to the foundations that actually impact those two metrics, that's how simple it can be. There's no need to overcomplicate it. There's no need to do more. The key is to do less, but do it better. Now, here's where I want to ask you, isn't it more important to focus on a business that will last with these solid foundations instead of wasting your time on all the busy work that you're creating for yourself? When we talk about having that to-do list that's massive pages long, and there's so many things on that to-do list from so many different ideas, and every time you hear a podcast or you see something on Instagram from a coach, you write it on your to-do list. Now you got to chase after this, and do all of these things. I want to tell you a really hard truth, which was hard for me to swallow, but when I did, it changed everything. The busy work, the never-ending to-do list, the jumping from strategy to strategy, new product to new product, keeping yourself busy is comfortable. Staying busy is the most comfortable thing that you can do. Jumping from strategy to strategy, never holding yourself accountable to finish any of them, letting yourself get pulled in multiple different directions, letting yourself be reactive and urgent is the easy way out of growing a business. Being overwhelmed is the easy way out. Now, the successful entrepreneur knows that it's not a matter of jumping from one thing to another, staying busy, making everything reactive and urgent. It's a matter of slowing down, focusing on what matters, building the solid foundation, having discernment that will carry you into the future. And when you're able to do this, it will give you a security blanket of those consistent sales, which is what we all want. I've surveyed so many small business owners. What do you want? I just want consistent sales. I just want to have sales that I can rely on. Well, if you're reactive and urgent, you're going to create reactive and urgent sales, which aren't proactive. Proactive sales is consistent sales. Reactive sales are not consistent sales. And when you can focus on being proactive and having a plan for 2024, this is what I'm going to focus on in 2024. This is what matters. Everything else, I'm putting this on my later list. I'm not even going to think about it. I'm going to have this later list that's on my desk that if any new idea springs to my attention, I can write it there so I won't forget about it, but I can get it out of my mind for now. If you're able to do that, then you are going to separate yourself from everyone else. And the truth is, if you keep doing what you've always done while expecting different results, basically what you're saying is, I want something different, but I don't want to do anything different. I want to stay busy. I want to stay jumping from strategy to strategy. Here's what you need to hear. Your business has needs. And until you give it what it needs, nothing is going to change. So what does your business need from you as the leader, as the captain of the ship? What does your vision need from you as the leader? What do you need to let go of? Who do you need to become? And what do you need to demonstrate or embody to actually reach those goals that you have? And it doesn't have to be hard. It can actually be quite simple if you know the right things to focus on. And that's exactly what I'm going to teach you how to do on my free training that's happening on January 15th. This is a one-time free live event that I haven't hosted a free live in-person event about growing your in-person. It's not in-person. It's virtual. I do have an in-person event coming up for people who join Product Biz Academy, but that's another topic for another day. So I haven't hosted a free live virtual event about growing your product business since March of 2024. This is the long-awaited, long-anticipated, unbelievably life-changing, transformational business webinar that you need to attend, and I don't know when I will be offering it again. This is a free two-hour event on January 15th where you are going to learn how to create consistent sales in 2024 for your handmade product business so you can turn your passion into that successful business that you've been dreaming of from the start. So let me tell you a little bit more about what you can expect when you register for this free live training. Well, if you're like most business owners that I've worked with, then chances are you love the creating part of your business. And you know that when people try your products, they love them too. But when it comes to getting in front of more customers and getting actual consistent sales, like we talked about today, you might find yourself thinking, I just can't get the needle moving. There has to be an easier way. If I'm going to grow, I need to do something different. But what is it? Even though I'm working on my business with every minute of my free time, I still feel like I'm not doing enough. Or maybe you even feel guilty for sitting down and watch a TV show for 20 minutes because there's so many things that you should be doing right now, even though you spend countless hours, including weekends, on your business. Maybe you've participated in every single market possible. You've tried every pop-up opportunity that has come into your life that you have found. You've sold at every coffee shop that you could get into on weekends. And maybe you even feel frustrated because You want to spend time with your friends and family on weekends, but instead you're working on your business all weekend long because you still haven't gotten the results that you want. You may even feel like you're trying to juggle everything, but you just don't know why it's not clicking. And it's starting to feel like you're all over the place, stuck in a hamster wheel or quicksand, spinning, 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 but your business isn't growing any further. And maybe even deep down, you've been feeling lost for quite some time, to the point that you're starting to question if growing your business any further is even possible, or if you are capable of making it happen. Now, I totally get it. I've had all of these emotions and feelings and experiences myself, and it's not your fault. Because as small business owners, we were never taught how to build a business. We fell in love with creating our products and with the happiness that our customers share with us and the excitement of shipping out a product. But what about marketing? What about selling? What about promoting? What about these foundations of business and the business side of things? The truth is, it's not a matter of doing more or juggling more. If you want to take your business to that next level and create those consistent sales and get in front of more new customers that you can rely on, it's a matter of building a real business the right way by learning the foundations of marketing, promoting, and selling your products. And if you've felt like your small business has been your creative outlet and hobby, but secretly you want it to be the successful real business, something that you accomplish, something that you're proud of, something that gives you validation that you can do this and that you have a place in the small business world. But if you're like, marketing, selling, business isn't my zone of genius, well, you are in luck because it's exactly why I created this free training that will show you 5 steps to creating consistent sales in your handmade business in 2024. You're going to learn the 5 secrets to creating consistent sales that most aren't following. This is the anti-quicksand. This is the foundation that's needed. You're also going to learn how to go from working in your business all day long, all week long, all weekend long with little to no progress to show for it to working on your business. So your business is growing in the right places where you can make the biggest impact and the most amount of sales. You're also going to learn how to step into the role of the successful small business owner so you know exactly how to take your business to that next level. Now, you can register for free for this live training on January 15th at 11 o'clock Mountain, which I believe is 10 o'clock Pacific and 12 o'clock Central and 1 o'clock Eastern at monicalittlecoaching.com/2024. And we're going to talk about turning your business into that successful business that you've been dreaming of from the start. I hope you are so excited because I cannot wait to share this with you. This new training is going to blow your mind, have you looking at your business in a completely different way, have you excited, have you ready for 2024 to make this your year where you make your mark. So make sure to register. This is a one-time free live virtual event. And all you have to do is go to monicalittlecoaching.com/2024. If you have any questions at all, let me know. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on episode 85 of the Product Biz Podcast, season 2, the new direction we're taking. I can't wait to see you in a couple weeks to see you on the training and have you there to share even more insights with you. And if you have any questions at all, you can find me at monicalittlecoaching on Instagram. And I'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for hanging out with me here on the Product Biz Podcast.